It's time for Tales of Lincoln County with your host, Shannon LaFave from the Humane Society.
Howdy, y'all, and welcome to Tales of Lincoln County here on KRUI. This is the Humane Society of Lincoln County, and this is Shannon. I'm here with...
Chris. I'm the manager of the Humane Society. Good morning, everybody.
And we have special guests today, Dr. Amanda Favis from Ruidoso Animal Clinic. And we also have with us today, for her last time at KRUI, Miss Mystic, who will be adopted this weekend. She's been a foster for almost 4 months, and she gets to go home with her forever family. So thank you, community, for all you do for all of our shelter guests. Okie dokie. Well, welcome to Saturday morning. Chris, how about a shelter update? What's going on?
Yes, ma'am. So, month of January, a little bit different of a month for us. We did have a total of 72 animals come in for the month of January. On top of that, we did have 21 of those animals that came in because of the freeze and everything else that we did a warming shelter for them. So we were able to provide shelter for 21 animals.
Absolutely. Thank you, community, for using us.
Yes. And, you know, thank you for everybody that got our town put back together after that freeze. Heavens. That was something. We did have 23 adoptions in January. And then we were also able to return 17 animals back to their owners. And we transferred out 19 animals to other rescues during that month.
What do you mean transferring?
Transferring. It's a program that we have where we transfer to other rescues. Some being within the state, some outside the state. We have some that go to Utah, Colorado, all over. Albuquerque is one of them. So these rescues, we'll take a look at our website, see what we have available, and see how they can help us out and help us maintain our numbers and, you know, find homes for these guys. A lot of them have been there for a long time. So
Right. Well, and I suppose a larger shelter like Animal Humane Albuquerque has more demand.
They do. They have a lot more adopters, and they have a lot, you know, better reach to find homes for these guys. You know, our community we're pretty full, you know. We have a lot of wonderful adopters and homes here in our community. And
we do.
Running out of space sometimes. So these rescues really come in handy.
What's the organization that flies them out?
We have a couple of different ones, actually. We have My Dog is My Co-Pilot, and then Best Friends has another one they use. I can't think of the name offhand. Uh-huh. And then we work with Best Friends a lot.
Right.
We've worked with ASPCA, Animal Humane, you know, Espanola. There's quite a few.
Right. Well, it is amazing that our state, that our network works so closely with so many of the shelters in our state to help them out. So thank you to all of our compadres across the state of New Mexico. Thank you very much. Anything else? Shelter update. Boy, we had a lot of coming and going.
We did. We had a lot coming and going, and, you know, a little bit slower on the adoptions. But, you know, I think we're going to start picking up here in the next few months as it gets warmer and everything else.
So. Good. Well, and another topic, when it starts to get warmer, we have other issues that come up. And we've got a huge spay day coming up on February 24th. You know, February is World Spay Neuter Month, right? Did I say it right? Is that what
it's actually called? Okay. I think they call it World Spay Day, but it's World Spay Neuter Day.
Yes. Okay. And Dr. Amanda Favis is partnering with us, with Ruidoso Animal Clinic, to take care of our community animals. Welcome. Thank you for joining
us
this morning.
No, we always enjoy working with us. It's fun for the staff, and we like being involved. So
you do have an amazing staff.
We do.
Yes, we do.
They love our animals. Okay, so sign up was Tuesday, February 3, and we have already signed up 50 dogs and 25 cats.
Yes.
So the Humane Society is going to do the 50 pups.
Yes, we are. We'll be doing surgery on February 24th with the help of Franklin's Vets. They're going to be coming in, and we're going to knock out 50 surgeries that day. And then Miss Amanda Favis is going to be helping us out with the cats and scheduling, you know, and doing all the cats for us.
Wow, Merry Christmas. You get the cats.
I know, we always like the cats, but we'll be spreading them out a little bit throughout the month, so we're not going to hit them all on one day, because that's a lot of cats at one time, but we'll spread them out throughout the month to get them all taken care of, so we're looking forward to it.
Awesome. Okay, so We have the list of all of the people who have signed their cats up, and we'll send them over to Ruidoso Animal Clinic, and then they will contact the folks who have signed up for the free, oh yes, we haven't said that yet, free folks, spay neuter, and they'll schedule it according to what Ruidoso Animal Clinic has open, as well as what our community members are, or when they're available to bring their animals in. So it is a scheduling juggling act. So
it's a little bit of a scheduling juggling act, but we can usually get everybody fit in. Sometimes we have to slide a couple people into March, just depending on when we get started, but we will get it done.
You know, Dr. Favis also works with our reservations when they have the big spay-neuter clinics, and vets come from sometimes all over the United States and even Mexico to do up to 300 animals, right?
Yeah, in we did. 3 days? I think we even did 400 one time.
It was close to
400 one time. But yeah, I mean, between the efforts on the reservation and then the Humane Society's efforts, I think we're definitely starting to see an impact in the number of stray pets we're seeing in both the reservation area and within our area. And I think, to Chris, I think we definitely are seeing it at the shelter too, but it's making a difference. And the important thing is continuity, especially with cats, because we all know it just takes, one pregnant cat, the amount of a population explosion you can get. So even if you miss a year or two of funding, you can get behind really quickly and really backtrack with overpopulation. So the importance, the Humane Society has done such a great job of finding funding for these programs and making them available, and between the trap, neuter, release program for the community cats, that's really making a difference. And there's so many issues with disease within that population too, of really staying on top of that and trying to help with population control. So kudos.
Yes, population control, but I know there are so many other benefits. You touched on disease. So when people bring cats, and whether it's for Spay Neuter Day on February 24th or when it's fit in, or the Spot TNR program, you're also looking at the health of those animals that are brought in.
It gives us an opportunity to, at least on a lot of these community cats, the TNR cats, that they're feral cats, they're not handleable. Right. So, it gives us one opportunity in their life to at least give them a quick look over and, do at least some sort of a treatment for parasites if they've got fleas or ticks, or we see a lot of these soft-bodied ear ticks that live in their ears, and look for upper respiratory infections, and on the dog side of things, we see so much parvovirus around here, and we've been seeing some occasional distemper too. So, trying to get a vaccine into these kiddos
Absolutely. What are some of the other benefits of bringing animals in to spay neuter? Obviously, the population. What else, ma'am?
I think it increases the human animal bond. I think that you're sometimes changes your relationships in some way, especially with intact male cats. or even a cat you're living with who is in heat all of the time, because that's not an easy thing to live with either. But I think it definitely affects just animal welfare. And if you think about the overall impact too with cats on our wildlife population, population control on these guys, the impact that a lot of these feral cats have on killing birds and, rodents, we think we want them all dead, but when they're in our house, a lot of the migratory birds and everything else, if we can minimize those populations and minimize the impact.
Okay, so other benefits on Spay Neuter Day on February 24th, we are providing vaccines and microchips, yes?
Yes, we are offering vaccines for $15 for those that have cats that are being scheduled with Ruidoso Animal Clinic. They can bring their cat in either prior to the surgery or right after surgery, and we can do those vaccines. We are also offering microchipping at a discounted rate at $25 at the shelter as well, so that we can get these vaccines, just like Dr. Favis talked about, help minimize some of these diseases going around, with parvo distemper and everything else. So,
well, Chris, there's an ordinance in the village, yes? About microchipping?
Yes. Ruidoso and now Ruidoso Downs have new ordinances that do require microchipping. Ruidoso Downs just updated their ordinance not too long ago, and in efforts to help everybody in the Downs meet the compliance and regulation of that ordinance, we are still offering free microchips for residents in Ruidoso Downs. so that they can be within that ordinance.
Ah, so if you are bringing in your cat or dog for this World Spay Month of February, be sure to emphasize if you are from Rio Doce Downs. Obviously, we have your address, so you know we can remind you, but for that free microchip.
Yes. Okay. Microchips help save lives, so I think it's important.
I mean, I think we've seen it a lot. I mean, even just with the current ice we had with fences going down, trees through, and once we get the windy season, I mean, we get fences going down and pets get lost, and they are so much more likely to be reunited if we have a chip and we can find an owner. So
yeah, and then, you know, after you have your animal chip, just make sure you keep all that information updated, and that way we can reach out to you when, you know, in the time of need. And, you know, there's been quite a few times of stories of people, you know, losing their pets, and we've been able to find them through microchip. And
right.
Dr. Favis just touched on, you know, we're getting ready to head into windy season again.
Oh, my gosh, exactly.
Other things that may or may not happen. So this is perfect time for everybody to get all your stuff together and make sure you have a to-go box for your animals in case something happens. Mm-hmm. They're microchipped. Make sure those microchips are updated with your current phone number and address. And checking your fences, I can't stress how important it is to do a fence check pretty regularly just to make sure, you know, with all these limbs that have fallen and the wind coming and everything else, just make sure there's no holes.
Sure. Sure. Well, and talk to us about the to-go box. It does kind of sound like a Happy Meal. And I know that we have a video on our website, hslcnm.org, information on to-go boxes and evacuation plans. Talk about those to-go boxes a bit, Chris.
Some of the things that we kind of suggest, and I do this myself, is I have a tote for my animals. And in that tote, I have copies of their health records. I have extra harnesses. I have extra leashes. That way I'm not struggling the day of to try to, you know, find one or needing. I have extra food. I might have extra medication.
Oh, right.
I do have one dog that's on medication, so I try to have a little extra in there. Treats, bedding, anything to make them comfortable. If I've got to evacuate, I need to be able to take my animals with me and have their stuff ready to go. So just like I have my evacuation stuff ready, I have evacuation stuff for animals as well. We do our best to try to help in those situations. If we're at capacity or something else were to come up, it's important to have that evacuation plan. They're more comfortable with you than, you know, somewhere else, and do what you can to try to keep your animal with you and have that stuff with you and ready to go.
Right. I know that during the floods, we did house, just like we did during the snow and ice storms, many community animals just to help out while people were finding other housing. So again, the to-go boxes, information on what's in it, as well as evacuation planning, is on a video on our website. So guys, be sure to go to the Humane Society website. Check that out. If you have any questions, of course, you're also welcome to call the shelter.
Yes, and we have little pamphlets that we can hand out that will help you get those stuff together.
And your animal's vets will also have information on that. So, you know, ask questions. Oh, my goodness.
Definitely, I'd recommend. I know we've learned it a lot between fires and floods and what have you, but having maybe a week of your pet's medication or even at a minimum, have a picture on your phone of what it is and what dose it is, or a copy to something that if you're somewhere else and you don't have it, that you can call, you know. During the fires when people were evacuated, a lot of the veterinarians in Roswell and everywhere really stepped up to help us fill medications for people. They just needed to know what it was. So having some idea of what drugs your pets are on, and also considering having some sedatives. If you know your pets are really anxious and there's a chance you might need to evacuate, or you've got an angry cat, imagine that. You know, considering having those in your to-go box.
That's a good idea. I didn't think about the sedatives.
Yeah. Yeah. And Dr. Favis said something that I didn't think of. If you have a picture of your pet's meds or an empty bottle or whatever, other vets in the state will understand.
During emergencies, I mean, during the day-to-day, we don't typically fill prescriptions, but in emergencies, everyone was great about doing that. And the Board of Veterinary Medicine really let us do that to be able to help people in those times. So.
Yeah.
Awesome, Jossum. Okay, what else do we have coming up? Well, on May 2, we have WagFest. I know that's a hop, skip, and a jump away, but the Midtown Association, the village, wanted to have a fundraiser for the Humane Society. So It's also highlighting animal welfare in our village. And once again, we are reaching out to our animal partners to come out to Wingfield Park on Saturday, May 2, to set up information about what they do. It could be about evacuation planning. It could be about spay-neuter. But we'll have merchants from town out there to represent, to answer questions of people who participate. And a huge fun thing is going to be a parade, a costume parade. So the owners and the pets, and I say dogs, you're welcome to bring your cats or your rabbits.
I've seen chickens.
Okay. Yep. We'll go there. Okay. Maybe I know that there are quite a few mini horses around.
There you go.
All is cool, I guess, but as long as they get along with all of the other animals, we're in for it. So we do have some celebrity judges, our own Greg Widener.
I don't know if I go as far as saying celebrity, but I'm looking forward to it, though.
And some more activities will be going on out at Wingfield Park. We'll have pictures with some of our first responders with your pets, of course. I don't know how they'd feel about it, just with you, but with your pets. So put May 2 on your calendar, Saturday, May 2nd, for a parade and all kinds of fun out at Wingfield. We'll have food and...
Sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our first annual. Hopefully it'll be a big one. What else coming up? Anything wild and exciting over at RAC?
Spaying some cats. It gets exciting sometimes. I can't think of anything else.
And you guys have a second location now, is
that
correct?
We do have a second location up on Meacham. We took over Dr. Owen's building when he retired.
Right.
So that's been kind of a fun little expansion up there. Lets us see the other side of town, be up in the pines. A little bit of an adventure. Anytime you're having to deal with computers in two locations. But no, it's been a great opportunity to serve that side of town as well.
Good. Glad to hear it. Well, gee, thank you very much, Dr. Favis, for being here.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for all you all do, because you do an amazing job for the community. So it is a huge appreciation. You're always wonderful to work with. So
well, thank you. We appreciate that. And we really appreciate the partnership and working together. And these vets in our community are amazing.
Absolutely.
They're always willing to help and be there. And community itself, we're strong. You
Step
know,
up. Mm-hmm.
We really
mm-hmm.
do.
Truly an amazing partnership, and I know very selfish on our part much of the time. We love being around the animals. So we say goodbye for another Saturday. We say goodbye to Mystic as she goes off to Pagosa Springs with her new Forever family. Yeah, striking up another month. February is going to be a huge month. Y'all stay safe. Keep your animals safe. Come see us. Come visit all of the special guests at the shelter. Anything else, Miss Chris?
I think that's it. Just want to say thank you to Dr. Favis and, you know, and everybody for having us and all the support and love that this community shows to
Absolutely.
All these animals.
Absolutely. And as always, we close with Kitey Thornton's words. Y'all adopt, don't shop.
You've been listening to Tales of Lincoln County on KRUI 1490 AM and 99.1 FM, The Mountain.